Self-evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. In 2026, you can get married without a legal officiant. We're going to be talking about this in today's episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about the Worldview Conference, and I've plugged this event many, many times, but it is just so important for young people to recognize the importance of this event and to attend. So Illinois Family Institute recognizes that our definitions and our concept of marriage and family has been broken down in our culture, and that there is a great need for us to return to a biblical definition of marriage, why marriage and family are high aspirations to have. That's why Illinois Family Institute's annual Worldview Conference is featuring the high calling of marriage and family. And at this event, we are going to be joined by Scott Phelps from the National Marriage Campaign and Dr. Brad Wilcox, a sociologist from the University of Virginia. And they're going to both be talking about in their sessions how we can value marriage again and how we can get back to our roots as Christians and what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman, what it means to be married, and why family is something that everyone should aspire to. This is an event that you do not want to miss. Go to illinoisfamily.org/events to find out more. That's illinoisfamily.org/events. Okay, like I said in the intro, in 2026, you can now marry in Illinois without an officiant, which is crazy. Now, this bill has not passed yet, so who knows if this is actually true, but this is actually a proposed House bill in the Illinois General Assembly as we speak. It's House Bill 3049, and I will link it below so that you can read it for yourself. And this is what the synopsis reads as introduced. Quote, House Bill 3049 amends the Illinois Marriage and Dissolution of Marriage Act. It provides that a marriage may be solemnized either by an officiant or by both parties to the marriage themselves acting without an officiant. This bill will also require that on or before January 1st, 2026, all state and county forms, websites, and other public communications shall be updated to reflect and clarify the existence of both officiant solemnization and self-solemnization options for marriage. Now, this bill, in my opinion, is just simply crazy. And as you can tell, this episode today is going to be not only shorter, but it's going to be a little bit more lighthearted. Now, I'm not saying that marriage is not a serious matter, that the marriage ceremony is not serious, but I just wanted this episode to kind of draw us away from the news a little bit. There's so much going on in the world right now. There's so much evil that is still going on. There's so much controversy. And I just wanted to bring our attention to something that I found, to be honest, a little bit funny, that this was a bill that was introduced and is currently in the Illinois General Assembly. And I think that this bill is crazy for a multitude of reasons. Now, what I can't tell in the bill is if whether or not it gets rid of the need for legal witnesses. That is something that has been needed in all states, to my understanding, a legal requirement that you have at least two witnesses to a marriage ceremony. And I'll get into why that is in a second. But this bill gets away from the solemnity and seriousness of marriage. So I just have a few reasons that I want to go through on why this bill should be opposed by Christians, in my opinion. First of all, marriage is a legal matter, and witnesses other than the parties involved have always been required for legality purposes. And Deuteronomy 19:15, among other passages, is a perfect example of this. Deuteronomy 19:15 says, one witness is not enough to convict anyone accused of any crime or offense that they may have committed. A matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Now, I understand that this passage is specifically in its context talking about legal disputes. It's talking about specifically accusations of a crime. However, it's interesting to note that in legal cases in America today, we still require some type of authenticity of accusation when it comes to these things, and that two or three witnesses is actually a principle that is followed in a lot of things. And marriage ceremonies is one of those things. So this actually harkens back to the Marriage Act of 1753 that was established in England, also known as the Hardwick Act. And originally the witnesses would observe the ceremony and sign the marriage certificate along with the groom, bride, and the officiant. The witnesses would also ensure that the officiant performed his duties correctly, that the ceremony happened as intended, that it was properly ordained over, that there was nothing that people said against it. It was safeguarding the solemnity and the seriousness and the legality of the ceremony. That was the intention of having witnesses there, that someone couldn't come along and say, hey, you're not legally married because of this, this, and this. No, you would have witnesses to say, actually, that's not true. We were there. We presided over the officiant. We presided over the bride and groom, and everything that took place in that ceremony was completely legal and it was completely authentic. So taking an officiant out of the process, and from what I'm seeing online, it seems like there's this understanding that the necessity for witnesses will also go away. I'm not sure on that yet. This bill is still in its early stages. Even if, let's say, the witnesses are still there and it's just the officiant being taken out, you are still risking heavily the legality of your marriage being questioned, even by the witnesses, because one of the officiant's job is to ensure that the paperwork is filed correctly, that you filled everything out correctly, that you're signing it, that someone else signs it, that it gets back to the courthouse in time or the county clerk in time. When my husband and I got married a couple years ago, our officiant, which was our pastor at the time, made sure we filled everything out correctly. They made sure that we signed it. They made sure that he signed it and that he sent it back to the county clerk office so that our marriage was legitimized and legal in the eyes of the state. That's the officiant's job. And so when you take that role away, take the opinions out of it, I think that puts a lot of stress on the bride and groom to make sure they're following all of these legal requirements. So it was great for my husband and I to just go to the county clerk office, ask for a marriage certificate, have them fill out our preliminary information, and have our officiant deal with the rest of it. It was really nice because we didn't have to worry on our wedding day about the legality of our marriage. Our officiant was taking care of that for us. So in my opinion, I think it'd be really stressful, and I don't know if I would have been able to enjoy my wedding day as much if I had had this cloud of, oh my goodness, are we doing everything properly? Is our marriage going to be legal? Are we signing it properly? Did we fill it out correctly? It's like, no, the officiant knows what's going on. He's conducted many, many weddings before. He knows how to fill it out. He knows to sign it. He knows where to send it. I don't need to worry about that. I can just marry my husband, have a great time, and go on my honeymoon and not think twice about it. And I didn't think twice about it because he took care of everything for us. So that's kind of a, I guess you could say, a secular reason maybe for keeping officiants in a marriage ceremony. Of you have witnesses there, obviously, to help legitimize your marriage. But let's say the witnesses are still required to be there and it's just the officiant that we're talking about. I think it's pretty stressful. But also, I want to get to a Christian reason of why I believe Christians should oppose this bill. And in my opinion, I believe that taking an officiant, or in our case, or most Christians get married by a pastor, which maybe this is a hot take, but I think all Christians should get married by a pastor and not a secular officiant. That's just my personal opinion, because marriage is a spiritual reality. It's not just a legal reality. The state did not create marriage. That is one of the lies that our culture preaches at us to make us believe that living together before you're married doesn't matter, or that marrying two men doesn't matter, or that two women getting married doesn't matter, because actually it's just a social construct that the state erected. And that's just not true. Marriage is a spiritual reality. It points to a spiritual reality of Christ and his church. And it is a function here on earth whereby God shows his love for his church in the picture of a man marrying a woman. And also, it is by marriage that children come into the world and that we raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So marriage is ultimately a God-ordained institution that the state recognizes. It does not define nor create, which is why Christians have been on the forefront battle of battling LGBTQ ideology, which again says that marriage is simply a social construct devised by the state to oppress women in the feminist cases or to hurt people of a different gender identity in the LGBTQ cases. And again, that is simply untrue. Marriage is simply to be recognized by the state. So taking the legality away from it from a spiritual sense, I think it's very dangerous for officiants to not be required in marriage ceremonies, especially if you're a Christian couple. And let's say in 2026, this bill is passed, you choose to not have an officiant at your marriage ceremony. I think that poses as a big spiritual problem. I believe that taking an officiant out of the marriage ceremony really lessens the impact of the covenant that you are creating with each other. Marriage is not just a legal contract, you're not a partnership. Now, you're a partnership in, I guess you could say, a shallow sense. Of you have a partner for life, someone to do life with, someone to make decisions with, to have a family with, to work together with. Yes, you're a partnership in that way, but you're something so much deeper when you're a married couple. You have a covenant union with each other. This isn't just a business contract of, hey, you give 50, I'll give 50. Together we'll make 100%. You do this, I'll do that, and we'll breeze through life. No. A marriage covenant is something deeper. It's something more fulfilling and it's something more spiritually tenable. Again, spiritual realities are a must in our thinking as Christians that marriage is a picture of Christ and his church. Our marriages here on earth are meant to point to the ultimate marriage that is coming when Christ is united to his bride, the church, and we as believers feast in the house of Zion, and we have our marriage supper of the Lamb. That is something that is foretold. Marriage is meant to point to the greater spiritual reality of Christ and his church. Marriage is meant to look forward to the ultimate marriage of Christ being united to his church. This is something that is foretold to us at the end of Revelation of the marriage supper of the Lamb, where all the saints from all the ages, from all the years, will gather around and will celebrate in finally being wholly united to Christ for all of eternity. That is what our marriages are meant to point to. And in a symbolic way, an officiant is a type of representative of God presiding over the covenant union that a man and a woman are making together. Again, a covenant marriage is something that God instituted. It's something he created. And so to take that aspect out of it, I genuinely believe takes an aspect of intention and solemnity and seriousness out of the ceremony. If it's just about you two and you can go to a field and you don't need an officiant, you can just make your vows to each other and be on your merry way. I think you lose a lot of the impact that happens when someone is presiding over your ceremony and is reading your vows, and you're reading them back to your almost spouse, and he's reading his vows back to you, and the officiant pronounces you man and wife. There's something so special and so sacred about that moment that you just do not get if you don't have an officiant. I'm sorry, you cannot convince me that your marriage ceremony is going to have that sense of sacredness, of bonding to your spouse if it's just you two in a field. I'm sorry. You can never convince me that the two ceremonies are the same because they're not. They're just not. In closing of this episode, like I said, this was never meant to be a long episode. I just wanted to mention this as something that popped into my news feed, and I just wanted to talk about it for a little bit. That ultimately, bills like this that are introduced, that are trying to be passed, it harkens back to the question of who has the authority. And what we've seen in Illinois and in our nation at large is this general consensus, and I've mentioned this time and time again in this episode, this general consensus and idea that marriage is somehow a social construct that the state instituted, again, in the feminist notion, it's meant to oppress women, it's meant to chain them, it's meant to force them into having children and being a stay-at-home wife, and oh my goodness, that's just a horrible thing. And then on the other side with the LGBTQ community, it's meant to be a little bit of an oppressive thing that, oh, how dare you say marriage is only between a man and a woman, which is why now we have marriage between a man and a man and a marriage between a woman and a woman, which is not marriage, again, because the state does not define marriage because it did not create it. Marriage is defined and created by God alone. So bills like this harken back to the question of who has the authority. Who has the authority to say, actually, you don't need an officiant? I don't think the state has the authority to do that, to change the methods of marriage ceremonies that have been conducted for thousands and thousands of years in countless cultures across time. Cultures across time have always had an officiant presiding over the marriage ceremony. Whether you look at Hindu couples or Jewish couples, whatever the case may be, there's always been a sense that there is a spiritual and legal component to a marriage ceremony that an officiant carries on himself. And taking that away, in my opinion, really breaks down the issue of marriage in a really big way of who has the authority to change these definitions and laws and what constitutes a marriage and what makes a marriage legal. I think this bill is really running into a lot of hot water and potentially dangerous grounds in years to come. Because who's to say that, because again, I'm not sure if this bill would get rid of the legal requirement of having witnesses. From the news stories that I've seen, it seems to imply that you and your partner could just elope literally by yourselves, just go somewhere like in the mountains of Colorado and just marry each other, which I guess for the romantics is like a cute concept. But when you think through it, again, like I've said in this past episode, no, it's not a cute idea. I think it takes away the sacredness of marriage. But also, I think you run into a lot of legal scariness of who's to say if it's just you two getting married with no witnesses, no officiant, who's to say your marriage is legal? Who's to say that your marriage is legitimate? Who's to say that the ceremony was conducted correctly in a legal manner? Who's to say all these things? You have no people presiding over you. I personally think you run into a lot of legal scariness when you start making all of these things so privatized. But again, this is just my opinion, but these are some reasons why I believe Christians should oppose this bill. And why I believe this bill is very problematic, both in a legal sense and in a spiritual sense. So thank you so much for listening or watching if you're watching on YouTube. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.